a powerful call to worship for me in my personal time. It's Psalm 95 and Psalm 96, and John actually read Psalm 95:1 this morning already. But I'd like for you to turn to Psalm 95. Psalm of praise and a call to worship. And Shane, if you could like to have you lead number 13, O Come, Let Us Worship, after we read this psalm. And then number 86, after I read a second, Psalm 96 then. Psalm 95. O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart as in the day of as in the provocation, and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, it is the people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, unto whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest. Number 13. Come, let us worship. Psalm 96. O sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him, all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. The world also shall be established, that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful, and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness, and the people with his truth. May we keep that in mind later this morning as Arlen brings us the message. I think he's looking at the second coming. Verse 13 says, before the Lord, for he cometh, for he cometh. This is not a question or a possibility. This is reality. He will come. Before the Lord, for he cometh to judge the earth, he shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with his truth. And this morning we have an opportunity to worship and to declare his goodness, to sing to him, to do that while we have a choice to do so. May we continue to do that as we sing number 86. Let's kneel before the Lord in prayer. Lord, we come to you this morning as we are. We come to you this morning needing you and needing to hear from you this morning. Lord, we remind us this morning of your beauty, your holiness, your righteousness, the fact that you are indeed coming again. And we thank you and praise you for that reality. Thank you that you will judge righteously and that it's not up to us. It's up to you. Lord, I'm again amazed this morning with who you are and with the beauty and grandeur that surrounds you. Lord, we're not worthy, and yet we come to you in the name of Jesus and because of what he has done for us on the cross. Thank you so much this morning for the fact that it didn't stay there, but that he rose again and is triumphant over death and hell. Lord, I pray this morning's service could move us towards you in significant ways. Lord, work in our hearts. Draw us towards what you want for us. I pray your blessing on Arlen as he brings the message you've laid on his heart. And I pray that it could be a means of us being better prepared to meet you and for your coming again. Lord, I pray for your blessing on Sunday school classes as well. May your word be heard and taught, and may we be encouraged. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.